Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
It is a happy hour. We travel. 5 o'clock on the dial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Adam Klug sitting in for Mr. Matthew Scraby. Remember, you might want to be listening at around 5:35. That's when we'll announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padre game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. I will also be remiss if I didn't remind you that all guests on 973 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their futures when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Okay, a couple of things I want to kind of get to. Rob Manfred. We talked a lot about him today and this possible work stoppage. He's currently, where is he at? Where is this at? This took place recently. He did some interviewing, some question answering, I should say. A lot of it was about the prop bets and kind of the decision to kind of work with the gambling sites.
Yes.
and bring the I think the maximum bet is $200 now on prop
brought
bets.
It down and the prop betting,
and he continued to do one of your favorite things, which is really highlight the
greatness of the relationship with the gambling outfits, which are helping keep a lid on all of
right,
this.
Right, right.
Sure.
I knew you would like that part.
I don't like it. And I read it earlier today, and I went, eh, you know, like you're waiting. Yeah, this is unbelievable. I mean, you talk about turning a negative thing and just, I guess some people buy it.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Please.
Is he wrong, though?
What, that the fact that they have a relationship with him helps him keep a lid on it? I don't know. Let me ask you this, then. I'm not sure, because who is baseball in with? Is it FanDuel, DraftKings, or is it both? Is it all of them?
It might be both. I think all of them are tied in with
they
all
work
of them.
Together. Okay. So the agreement, you know, is allowed, given us the ability to monitor what's going on.
It's almost like he's saying, this is how we caught the guys that are doing right now.
But wasn't anybody monitoring what was going on before? So did he need to bring in FanDuel? We'll use them as an example. Did he need to bring in FanDuel and the umpteen million that they bring to the table in order to watch gambling? Or were they able to watch it before? I don't recall this being as big of a deal before.
Well, because
but now that they're in with the gambling, right, it's now getting out here all the time.
It almost, I would say the answer is he's not lying, that it does help. But part of the reason why you needing to be in such great dialogue with them,
yeah,
is because now, because you're in bed with them, the appearance is that, oh, this is okay to do now. I think we can kind of, there's been some loosening of of the thought of how gambling works now.
I mean, Rob, I think you're terrific.
Do you?
But his quote, the bedrock of our relationship with the sports books is the ability to monitor betting activity. That's the bedrock of it all, Tony. That's why we're in bed with these guys, because they give us the bedrock. They monitor the activity.
Could you explain bedrock?
I don't even know what the hell it means either. I mean, the point being, he's just giving us gobbledygook. And we're supposed to go, oh, okay, yeah, gotcha, Kamish. I believe that you got a good handle on it. Meanwhile, you know, Clase and Ortiz are throwing the ball over the backstop. Come on.
Allegedly.
Something's going on here.
He didn't just talk about that. He had a few other things. Now, remember Tampa Bay Rays were playing in the Yankees spring training facility.
Right.
Looks like they'll be moving back into their facility at some point in 2026.
Oh, that's actually which is good news.
Yeah. He says, I think they only have two panels left, I believe, and they expect that the roof will be dried out the first week in December, which is really important milestone for us. There's going to be a new turf and padding, new flooring throughout renovations of the suites, seating areas. All the air quality tests have come back fine. We're really pleased with the progress. He said, also,
one last thing before you get to the next one, because I know the next one's the one that people are going to want to hear. It's a good thing that they're moving back into their stadium, except it's also a bad thing because it's the worst stadium in the major leagues. So he didn't say that, but I'm going to say it for him.
I will say this, at least from an amenity standpoint, they will be moving back into big league digs.
It's a big league ballpark. Yeah.
Being in spring training all over for 162 games, yeah, or whatever it was. All right. Here's the news that you guys are going to hear.
Yeah.
Of course, being that the Padres are possibly looking, ownership is possibly looking to sell, that was a question he was asked. Manfred said he expects there would be interest in buying the San Diego Padres after the Seiler family announced it was exploring potential sale of the franchise. Quote, my guess it's a really appealing franchise. They've done a great job building a fan base. The in ballpark experience in San Diego is probably one of our best. They've got great players, and I expect there will be a lot of people interested in buying.
Yes, the Padres are the bedrock of the National League, according to Rob Manfred.
We're going to have to incorporate that all the time now.
Here's my only thing. This isn't on him, because I don't expect him to give us more news than he needs to. Somebody needed to follow up and say, is there any chance that franchise would move?
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear. That's what our fans want to hear.
I think that's
it's unlikely, I'd like to hear the commissioner say, absolutely not. We will not let them move.
In his defense, I think that's so far off of his radar in terms of the Padres ever moving that, and for that matter, the reporters that were there.
Right, so they don't feel they needed to address it.
Here's the other thing that I don't know if anybody caught. MLB, and I've been kind of complaining about this a little bit at the end of the season. They just re-upped with PitchCom for another 6-year extension. How many times, at what point
can we get it fixed?
Yes. At what point in this 6-year deal are we not going to have a pitcher come off the mound like,
and then some little kid run out there with one that works? Why weren't he using the one that worked before?
This thing was supposed to be problem proof.
It's not.
It's not. Every game.
At least once.
Somebody comes off, or a catcher calls timeout, and the umpire is stalking the catcher because they don't want you to sneak in some extra meetings in there.
And it's also in the eighth inning when the crowd's into a crescendo and the game's on the line and the ref, the reliever's like,
I can't hear anything.
Can't come up with
it. We got to get that fixed.
Please.
All right. So the other baseball deal. I mentioned this earlier. Baltimore Orioles traded
Grayson Rodriguez. Okay.
To the Angels.
For Ward. Guy that a lot of the Padre fans wanted the Padres to get last year.
And listen, I think Ward's a good player. I don't understand. So Baltimore, are they not trying to win this year? Because if I recall, the thing that got Baltimore in trouble was they didn't have any pitching.
And Rodriguez is a potential number one guy.
But
he missed all of last season.
He did. He had a shoulder in their
very small defense.
Right.
Maybe the Orioles just don't think he'll make it back.
But you need more offense, though? I mean, you got seven young studs out there already.
The Orioles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. They've got all those guys.
They don't need offense. And, you know, this is a team that before last year was like a team that was supposedly up on the come up, like about to take over the AL East. And then they took a huge step backward because they didn't have enough pitching. And then one of the first moves you make is to trade your probable number one starter.
They've already got Colton Cowser, Tyler O'Neill. They did lose Mullen. Was it Mullins?
They traded Mullen, yeah.
Mullen in the, right at the trade deadline to the Mets. I don't know what the Orioles are thinking of. Rodriguez was 2.26 ERA.
He pitched
at the
here,
end of his rookie season. He was that good.
He pitched here 2 years ago.
2.26 is pretty good.
It was not pretty.
But he was hurt, missed all of last year. So there's two things. A, either the Orioles are going to be able to say, I told you so, because they'll get 25 home runs out of Taylor Ward. Or Tyler. I always get Taylor. My Taylor and Tyler's are not great. Taylor Ward. And all I need is the Rogers twins to jump up. Taylor and Tyler Rogers, because I have no idea who's who there. But Ward will hit 25 home runs, and Grayson Rodriguez never gets healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that
or
could
the Angels will get him healthy, and they'll get a steal of a number one starter.
They'll mess it up, though.
They will. And that's, I think, what the Orioles are counting on. If you ask the Orioles general manager, what are you thinking in this trade, and you put his truth serum in there, and he had to answer, he'd go, well, we're just doing this because we know the Angels will screw up, and we'll look good
we'll
in the
look,
end.
We'll look good in the end. One last announcement from Mr. Manfred. He also now two major changes to the league's All-Star week schedule. The draft, which previously had its first round on Sunday, will hold the first round on Saturday, and the futures game will be moved from Saturday to Sunday. So a little minor change.
Thank goodness for that.
a little minor change.
Did we ever
there.
Talk about the NBA's new All-Star format that they – it is the most confusing thing I've
that's
ever
why we
heard.
That's why we haven't talked about it, because I haven't quite been able to wrap my
There's
mind
gonna
about it.
There's going to be 12 guys on the international team. There's going to be 12 guys on the American team. But
if the
24 players are going to be chosen at random by the fans, and it could come out where there's not 12 Europeans and 12 Americans.
Right.
And in that case, then Adam Silver has to see where the bedrock of the NBA lies in order to, I mean, I don't know how they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't try to figure it out. Don't waste your time.
Let's just say I'm not a believer yet. They're going to have to
convince
me.
Why don't they just end it?
Because we need an all-star. How about they just play some good pickup basketball again? That's all we have.
You should go back to the 190 to 188?
No. I'm saying good pass pickup. Oh. And not an offensive display of scoring.
Didn't they get to 200?
They almost
years ago?
I'm pretty sure they got to it. Yeah. All right, let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. A little traffic before any of
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:18, 19, 20. Yeah, okay. I got that. I can count. We are back, and we're going till 6 o'clock. Ted Leitner was on with a little earlier, talking about the life and times of our friend Randy Jones, who passed away at the age of 75. You'll hear that interview if you missed it this afternoon while you might have been working, you'll want to listen on your way home. Our visit with Ted, talking about RJ, coming up in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, a couple of other things going on around the sports world. I believe you mentioned this one, Tony. Joe Burrow, closer to playing. Listing, got a practice listing today. He participated. Maybe the Bengals bring him back as soon as this weekend.
Full participant.
Against the Patriots. Lamar Jackson's on the injury report again, this time an ankle.
Can't have him go.
For Lamar. Aaron Rodgers, playing status, he says, will be, quote, a safety thing. He's got the wrist injury. We don't know if he's going to go. Brandon Cooks has been cut, the old wide receiver. Now, last with the Saints. So there's a couple of football things. Oh, also, Shedeur Sanders is going to start.
Yeah.
The next game. You know, after 4 for 16, I can totally understand why they're in a big hurry to get him back in there.
Well, I mean, they're going to give him some reps today, this time against the starters.
That will help. He did come in unexpectedly in the second half after I think Gabriel got the concussion thing. C.J. Stroud's out this weekend, third week in a row.
Yeah.
With the concussion.
We didn't talk about it but Monday, but Chris Boyd, I think the corner for the New York Jets, was shot on Saturday night, was left in stable condition. He's now breathing on his own now and is alert and smiling, and so seems like he's on the mend, hopefully.
I don't know if – do we have any details on what happened here?
Not really. He was out. The Jets were off last weekend, so he was out at a restaurant, and a gunman shot him in his abdomen, basically.
Just shot him?
Yeah. Don't have – oh, here we go. Got some little details. The shooting occurred at just after 2 a.m.
Nothing ever good happens after 2 a.m. I think there's many coaches have said that.
Just thinking that. Yeah. Boyd and his friends got into a scuffle outside a restaurant with a group that included a person police are looking for. Police sources told ABC News the confrontation led to the shooting. Sources said Boyd was transported by EMS to Bellevue Hospital, where he was initially listed in critical but stable condition. So hopefully he gets better. And
the lesson there is try not to get in a scuffle even if you're in the right.
Listen, something, one of my coaches always uses, I've probably heard this many a times, nothing good typically happens after midnight.
Yeah, don't get in a scuffle after 2 a.m., but also don't get in one anyway.
Right.
It's just not worth it. Even if you're 100% right, just try to let it go. It's so much smarter. A couple of NBA stories. This one's for Scraby. While Scraby is out today, not working, Zion Williamson has been returned.
Is he working?
Ball game. He's working. He's back for return.
The
Pelicans
irony
and Nuggets.
That yeah, it's Zion the irony. Returns to work when Scraby.
Lazy boy Scraby's got the day off. But Zion is back. I mentioned this to you, but the Warriors are pretty much sitting out the whole squad tonight in Miami.
So this should elicit what we talked
I don't
about
know.
The other day.
Look, here's the thing. Jimmy Butler has a back injury. I think
he's not resting. He's
not
hurt.
Resting. Draymond Green has illness.
Oh, he's sick.
Steph Curry has ankle soreness.
All actually hurt.
Steph Curry has ankle soreness. Could you imagine he's going to miss game five of the NBA Finals? Sorry, no Steph Curry tonight. The ankle's a tad sore.
If I recall last time we did this, did you read the guidelines? I thought that you read the guidelines.
The guidelines are that, two or more star players from one team cannot be held out. So you have to make up the injury. It's very simple.
There it is.
That saved the Warriors $100,000 to
Clearly
lie.
The Warriors were worried about that $100,000 because they went as far as to lie about it.
You know they're lying, too. Draymond Green is not sick, and Steph Curry could certainly play.
I just literally saw him talking trash to a fan that was calling him Angel Reese the other day he was not happy with. So it didn't look too injured.
Yeah, Draymond better make this look good, and he better miss his next podcast because he's just too sick to get out there.
I don't know.
The NBA's got it. They really do have an issue. And we've talked. I think Steve Kerr hit it. He's kind of agreeing with what I said, but So that's not why I agree with him.
The pace.
Just the pace is bad. That's not going to change. So the one thing that's got to change is they can't do back-to-back games.
Yep.
And they're just going
to
have...
And that means they're going to... And they're going to have to spread the schedule out longer. That's just what it is.
Either that or you're going to shorten the schedule, which I don't see them doing.
Has anybody ever given money back in sports?
Ever?
Let me rephrase that. Has any team ever given money back?
No, I checked into it. No one's ever given any money back.
it's going to get longer. That's what the only solution is.
They've got to do something because the fans are going to get upset if they're not already upset. And, I mean, look, I look at this game. Like, here's one right now. Halftime, Houston 57, Cleveland 40. Now, we know Cleveland is like an NBA Finals
type team. Yeah.
But tonight they've scored 40 points in the first half. They're getting blown out by 17. Now, I didn't look, but I just assume if that's the score, maybe all their players are just not playing.
No, they're in there.
They are in there.
They're just getting touched up.
My point being, though, the first thing you think of as a fan, though, is, they must be sitting guys out.
Mitchell must not be playing. Mitchell's or Mobley be. Must not be yeah. playing.
Well, Mitchell shouldn't be playing. He's got 2 points. He never seems to do that against Chicago. He usually gets 62 against them.
There isn't one player in their 9-man rotation that has a plus on their plus
minus.
They're all negative so
far. But... that's what you think as a fan.
Yeah.
And let's put the gambling back into it because the NBA is in the whole thing with the same as baseball. I mean, your fans, if they want to wager on games, they're really risking it because you don't know even what team you're really wagering on.
Another reason why it's probably not that smart to be betting on basketball. I'm just saying. Dudes are going to be missed in and out of the lineup. It's part of the reason why I stopped playing fantasy in basketball.
Fantasy basketball.
It's
be
too
really
hard.
Tough.
Like, you got to be on it because a guy could be getting ready to play and then boom, scratched.
And then you get the goose egg.
Right.
Nothing quite like it in there.
Oh, it's so
fun. As a fantasy player.
I've experienced it twice in my NFL fantasy this year.
NFL fantasy, if a guy gets... And when they announce it, like, during the warm-ups, you're like, I have no shot.
That's the one that gets you.
Yeah, can't do it. It's everybody's nightmare as a fantasy player that so-and-so is going to be scratched. As a last minute.
The game time decision one. It's like,
by the way, I think AJ Brown had the best quote of the year.
If you have
even
to.
I would get rid of me in fantasy because they won't throw me the ball. He's like, you know, stop it. Because he felt bad, like he's not doing well, but he said it's out of his control because they just won't give him the ball.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Jalen Hurts having some conversations with the media today.
What happened there?
What
did he do? Not win enough last week?
He was basically asked about the reports that there's some frustration within the organization about, you know, him not being willing to push the ball down the field. And he said, I'm not surprised by anything. This is kind of the nature of the position.
Okay.
But I put my energy and my focus on trying to go out there and do the best and trying to learn, trying to build, trying to take in the things that I can try and improve on. Some players have grown frustrated with Hurts' approach this season, according to a report
What's
by
his
The Athletic.
Approach? What
specifically when it comes to his hesitancy to throw the ball into tight windows against zone coverage. The frustration stems primarily from Hurts playing, quote, his game instead of taking what is discussed during the course of the week and transitioning it into the game according
to
the report.
Is it possible that these players are just not open? Because I don't know of a quarterback in the history of the sport
that has looked
at a guy down there wide open and said, yeah, I'm going to hold the ball just to give these guys a chance to tackle me. I don't think that ever really happens, but, you know, maybe they're onto something there. Maybe they're thinking that he won't make a tight throw because he doesn't want an interception on his record, something like that.
I just saw the head coach of Delaware State, a.k.a. DeSean Jackson, former wide receiver for the Eagles, and he has a close relationship with A.J. Brown, and even he said that, you know, he's brought a lot of attention to this situation. And the one thing that happens, and we've talked about this, when you bring a lot of attention to a situation, you better make sure everything on your side is zipped up.
And he
and he said that you see a couple routes where there's a ball he's thrown and he kind of gives up on it. Those are the type of things that you know, you if you're going to make the noise, you certainly can't allow that to be on your film. At
Fair
that
enough.
Point.
Now, I've seen.
And other problem is, as you kind of alluded to, they're winning.
They're 8-2. That couldn't be too bad.
It's really hard to be complaining.
You do sound
about,
a little whiny when you're winning.
I'm just saying.
Because you don't sound like much of a team player when you're winning and you're
I know it hasn't
ball.
Been pretty, but they're winning. They're 8-2.
On the same time, Devonta Smith, one catch for 8 yards or something last game. He's a starting NFL receiver. You think they would try to get him the ball more.
Yeah.
He's quite good. But I've seen, I always stick up a little for Tua, not always, but this time I will. I've seen him throw a couple of deep balls this year where his receivers haven't even jumped for the ball. And the other guy jumps up and intercepts it.
Right.
You got to try to make a play.
Can't, or, at least not turn every your, interception, or at least turn yourself into a DB and knock it down.
Right. Not every interception is always on the quarterback, actually.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, Ted Leitner on the life and times of Randy Jones. I think an appropriate way to wrap things up tonight. We'll have it for you when we return.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Listen up, listen up, listen up. 5:36, so you know what that means. Today's biggest fan, Danielle Ceballos of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for our grand prize. That's 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite.
Particularly happy with this winner for some reason.
The Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Danielle Ceballos.
Remember Cedric Ceballos?
Of course, do I remember
the old
Cedric
Laker,
Ceballos?
Yeah.
Of course, I remember.
Yes,
Cedric
won
Ceballos.
The dunk contest. Was
with
the first,
blindfold?
He was the first guy to try the blindfold dunk. Yeah,
he was a son then, though.
He was a son on that.
Came
one.
To us shortly
Came
thereafter.
To the Lakers, pretty good. Well, there's so many great.
We
players.
Shipped off, I believe, Robert Horry. Wait, did we get Robert? I think Robert had thrown the towel. I think at Danny Ainge's face. On the bench that day, and they shipped him out not too much longer later.
Danny Ainge. South Carolina women, by the way, are only leading Winthrop by 44
they got
in
some
the
work
fourth
to do.
Quarter. They got 20 more points to beat the spread.
They got
there.
Some work to do.
Come on.
Get to it, young ladies. All right, yeah, so Danielle Ceballos, you got your chance. You probably got about 8 minutes now, a little 8 minutes, 30 seconds, 833-288-0973. All right, earlier. Ted Leitner, Theodore Leitner, joined us to kind of reminisce on Randy Jones and his career and his time here in San Diego. We're going to get you to that after traffic.
Ted, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today on a what's really a sad day. As I said earlier, kind of a show I hoped I'd never have to do.
I understand. 48 years I knew Randy, and from the very time I got here, in 1978, and he was still pitching at that time, and pitched for a couple of more years before he was traded to the Mets, and got to know him, but then who didn't? This was, he and I have been an ambassador, the two ambassadors for the club for the last, my 5 years, and he longer than that, and I just, It's been a blessing to me to be an ambassador, and a blessing to me further to be an ambassador, because I've gotten to know Randy so much better the last 5 years as co-ambassadors, because Peter Seidler asked me to spend a couple of days, a couple of games for homestand in the owner's suite and be with people and so forth. And every game that I was there, Randy was there, because Randy went to basically all of them. And so we would dine together, and Marie would be there, and grandkids and kids through the years. And I got to know him better then than during the time that he played. And I am so blessed by that and so grateful for that. And has been through so much. I mean, so much. It's the business of getting into the 70s like we are, and you just want, you know, to be healthy first and foremost, regardless of the age. And he didn't have a lot of luck with that, from the throat cancer to the major back surgery. And a friend of mine, I didn't even know, I haven't seen Randy since the end of the season. And a friend of mine told me he broke his hip in September. And so much he had happened to him. And I think aged a lot physically in the last few years rather than chronologically. But just a great, great guy. I got to cover Tony Gwynn for 20 years, and I had a couple as a TV guy at Channel 8, and then a broadcaster with KFMB when they did the Padres, and got to be with Randy. You can't have two, never mind ambassador, they were ambassadors and they were players, and that's the kind of guy they both were, and I was so blessed to know both of them.
Theodore, I didn't get a chance to see Randy pitch or get to know him as a player. I got to know him in his kind of second act as he was retired. But you got to cover him a little bit here in San Diego. What was he like as a player, covering him then?
And it was kind of a shame for me, and because he had been so terrific. The first, and people forget this, you know the analogy that I use, that when Joe DiMaggio retired with the Yankees, he had started doing commercials for the new company called Mr. Coffee, the Mr. Coffee machine, and they were all over New York and so forth. And young people would ask their dad and their mom, Joe DiMaggio was a ball player? You mean the Mr. Coffee guy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I think so many young fans in San Diego, and maybe young adults too, who were not here like I was for the prime of it, only the end of it, the playing career, that Randy Jones was a player? I thought he was, as I always call it, a magnet, entrepreneur, because he hustled and he worked and he did stuff constantly. And they know him for the barbecue restaurant that he used to have. They know him for the barbecue restaurant at the new Petco and the kiosk and all that stuff. And he became more noted for that, plus his broadcast work and talk shows, right, where you guys in terms of doing Padre pregames and postgames and all that for a couple of decades. So they knew him as a broadcaster and a restaurant guy. And he played. Not only did he play, he was the first Padre star on early, you know, expansion bad teams. And was just the guy, you know, early on with Dave Winfield and those guys that were the so-called cornerstones of the franchise. And I think Randy is kind of forgotten for that, because it's been so far back there, and they were not, you know, good Padre teams, winning teams. But to win like that, you know, with those kind of teams, to win 22 with a mediocre team in 76, just amazing. And to answer your questions, the kind of pitcher, you know, and I saw him, like I said, when he was in his last couple of years, and then he was traded, had two more years with the Mets, and he wasn't the same pitcher. Had that nerve problem he had in his shoulder and neck, and he was never the same pitcher again, literally, after he won the Cy Young in 76. But the sinker made him. The sinker made him, and he was unbelievable. He was just unhittable. It's just like Trevor, you know, with the changeup, the Bugs Bunny pitch, as they called it, where you could tell him, hey, changeup is coming. They still couldn't hit Trevor.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Randy. It's a sinker. It's a sinker, but I can't hit it. My favorite moment was Pete Rose. He owned the all-time hit champion. And Pete one time, of course, batting right-handed against Randy, the lefty, got so frustrated, he came up and he batted left-handed against him.
That's
and thought, hell, I can't hit him right-handed. I'll try lefty-lefty. That's and where, grounded
that's when
out.
You know you're frustrated as a hitter when you exactly decide to go right. same side.
And grounded out. So, Randy, and the fascinating part, and it shows how much the game has changed. I'm not a big stat guy. Not a big stat, algorithms, all that stuff. I'm not big into that, but there's some that are amazing. But to show you how the game has changed, when he won the Cy Young, 315 innings. Mm. 315. And when you'll see that again?
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
In that same year, 25 complete games.
Yeah.
That's got to be more than the entire National League combined last year for himself. And what made him even better, and he told me this, that with the sinker, you know, he had it early sharp and then you get a little less sink later. But when he got tired, it always sunk like crazy and moved
better.
Like crazy. So he got better as he got tired. And so if you didn't get him out of there by the sixth, he was going nine and you were going to lose. Good chance you were going to lose. And it fascinated, always fascinated me because it was really, really hard to hit. And like I said, he was fantastic and it all peaked in that 76 season. He beat out Jerry Kuzman for the Cy Young with the Mets star and Don Sutton, my old buddy with the Dodgers, and Steve Carlton with the Phillies. That's what young people need to know, that this Randy Jones, great guy, ambassador, barbecue restaurateur, but one hell of a pitcher in his Cy Young year.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the fact that he said he got tired as the game went on, that was the excuse he told himself to stay out late before the night before a ball game. Like, I better stay out here for another couple of beers just to make sure I'm tired tomorrow.
My boy RJ didn't need any excuses to stay out late for another couple of beers.
Ted, you're so good at doing stuff like this. I mean, everybody's going to try to, you know, how are we going to remember? What is his legacy going to be when the sadness wears off? You know, I told Tony's dad's going to always be Mr. Padre. But where's Randy going to fit into that scheme here as the years go on a little bit?
Because of all the stars. And Dave Winfield was a good guy. And I had a great relationship with Dave. I still do. And all those other guys and the so-called cornerstones and the stars, Jake Peavy, so forth and so on, Greg Vaughn, love all those guys. But in terms of personalities, as in, what do you need? What charity do you need me to be involved in? That's Tony Gwynn, and that's Randy Jones. And in terms of whatever you need. And I was so blessed to be, you know, with him. Like I said, my 5 years of ambassadorship, he's there every night, and I watch him with people. And you can learn. You really can. You can learn from people like that. I always did that. You know how I did that in my life, later in my life? And changed a lot, I hope for the better, that I would watch what Jerry Coleman would do. And I would watch what Randy Jones would do in dealing with the public. And when I had a problem or thinking how I would deal with something, a speech or an appearance I would make, I would ask myself, what would Jerry do?
Yeah.
What would Randy do?
Yeah.
That's the legacy to me personally, that their personalities, their charm, their love for people is returned by all those people. And Randy stands out among all Padre players for having that. Like I said, just in spades, amazing. Simply amazing. One of my favorite stories, Hal Clement told me this, that when I was at Channel 8 on sports, Hal, of course, was the number one sports guy at Channel 10 and a terrific one. And he wanted to do one of those, remember, reporter involvement stories. So he called Randy and said, hey, I could hit you. I could hit you, Randy. and Lefty said, okay. What do you want to do? I'm going to come out with a camera at Jack Murphy, and I'll let you pitch to me, and we'll do a story on it. Okay, I'll see you out there, whatever. And he goes, out there. Now, Hal tells me that RJ is throwing lollipops at him. You know, he would throw 85, but now he's throwing 70. And Hal hit one really hard, right back up the box. And Randy had to dance out of the way. And so the next pitch, he knocks Hal down.
There we go. Sounds like RJ.
He knocks Hal down. He takes a couple of steps toward home plate, and he says, hey, don't you ever hit one back up the box against me. Stares at him and then gets hysterical. Breaks out laughing. Hal breaks out laughing. That's Randy Jones.
Yeah. I think, and if he wanted to throw in high and tight, I don't think anyone ever had a better control than him, you know, until maybe Maddox. I'm putting him on that level
RJ,
for pinpoint control, yeah. Ted.
Yeah, he didn't strike out many, but I'll tell you what, he didn't walk anybody. He was going to go, here it is. Go ahead and try to hit it. Ground it out. Give me a double play. I know you will. And he had, like, I think 90 strikeouts, even the Cy Young Award winner year. 90, nothing. It was not about that. I'm going to put it in play. I'm going to use my defense. I'm going to go get a drink of water. That's it.
Ted, thank you so much. We really appreciate you doing this today. I know you've had probably a lot of people calling and asking. It was very nice of you to join us, and we appreciate it a lot. Thanks, sir.
I appreciate it. It was a tough night hearing the rumors and then making a lot of calls all night long and trying to reach people, and now we know, and I miss him already.
Yeah. Well said, as it always is, by Ted Leitner. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Theodore.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
You bet.
Ted Leitner, kind of taking us down memory lane a little bit as it pertains to Randy Jones.
RJ, really only four numbers have been retired for the Padres. I know officially six. One was Garvey. I always feel that was for a moment rather than a career. Jackie Robinson's retired, but that's all throughout baseball. So the four really are Trevor and Winfield and your dad and Randy. And three are in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right.
Randy's not, and he's not ever going to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But I like something that Don Shula once said. It just popped into my head. Don Shula said he coached three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in his career. Johnny Unitas, Bob Greasy, and Dan Marino. And he said, but the guy who took over for the injured Greasy and led Miami to the undefeated season was a guy, an old fellow named Earl Morrill. And Don Shula always said, Earl's in my personal Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I bet.
So Randy Jones, he's always going to be in my personal Hall of Fame.
I don't think you're the only one,
yeah,
for sure. Real quick, we were supposed to have Michael Flicks on today. We weren't able to get that done. He'll join us next week. We'll have our kind of high school preview and prep talk going at that point next week. So sorry for those. We know we teased it today. Because of the news that kind of broke, it ended up kind of working out the way it did today. Adam, nice job, man, on the ones and twos.
Thanks, today. Adam.
Thank you very much, guys. Love being here with you.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You guys get to go home.
Where you
go? Relax, lay down, go to bed in your own bed. I'll be on a flight overnight to the Bahamas. Right. It's horrible, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be sitting upright all night.
I'm sure.
It's going to be terrible.
As you get to chill for the next 5 days with two games, is that what it is?
Two games in 5 days, yeah. But I will be with you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
That's the plan.
Yes, yes, yes.
As long as I get the equipment working, which is always a bit of a thing.
Our listeners are trained to know that when you say you'll join us and you're not going to be here, that it's a 50-50.
It's a 50-50, but Scraby, I think he wants me to get it to work, but I also think he doesn't want me to get it work so that he can get mad about it.
I can kind of feel the same way.
Like, how do you not know to work anything?
He wants to be mad either way, right?
That's right.
So
yeah.
If you don't join, he's like, he always says he's going to join and then he never joins.
Right.
If you join us and it all works,
then he's upset that I got it working. So tune in tomorrow to see if I get
it. You have to depend on him.
See if I get it working tomorrow. But I plan on being here after the agony of flying over there tonight.
The because there was one thing I was going to hit on before we got up out of here. I can't remember what it was. Oh. TV deal that we didn't really actually get a chance to talk about.
Padres and baseball's TV deal.
Major League Baseball's TV deal. Remember they jumped out of, or ESPN opted out of their deal? Well, they've somehow kind of put it back together. It looks a little bit different. All you need to know, folks out there who are looking at PadresTV.tv, nothing changes for 2026. I can't promise that after 2026 it stays like
that.
You
get at least one more year of the Padres games.
One more year of getting your games the way you've been getting them.
Yeah.
And we'll worry about the rest after. How about that?
Yeah, I'll take that, but I'd rather, it'd be an ongoing thing.
Here's a couple of things that you'll be, I don't know how you'll feel about it. NBC, Peacock, they are now part of Major League Baseball again.
Oh, terrific.
Netflix.
I think I'm still a member of Peacock because will never cancel me. I just keep paying them for no reason.
Netflix is also a part. They get a couple, I think, three couple of games. One-off games. They get opening day. They get home run derby. And I believe they get the cornfield game, the Field of Dreams game.
All right.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
So they get those. So we'll probably get into a little bit deeper explanation tomorrow when we have more time. No Chronicles today because Adam Klug has got to get out of here. We also will get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.